interpreting passages in the Bible, this talk will give inspiration and tools for reading Scripture every day in conversation with God. That's this Thursday starting at 7:30 p.m. at Lobby H of Domino's Farms. All adults are welcome. For more information, go to hearttoheartcwa.com.
Welcome to Stories from the Heart. I'm Sandra McDevitt. Today in Stories from the Heart, the story of Brother Sylvan Mattingly, founder of Our Lady's Rosary Makers. He was a quiet, humble brother who just loved to make rosaries. This is a story of one little man who became great, not in the eyes of the world, and he didn't realize it. On another Stories from the Heart. Amazing story of Brother Sylvan Mattingly, just an ordinary brother who quietly taught French and Latin for 40 years. Beginning with an idea of teaching children how to make a rosary, because of him, over 125 million, yes, million, rosaries have been sent to every corner of the globe to the missions. This is a story of how one man, not in political power or with any worldly connections, could inspire tens of thousands of people to make and send, through Our Lady's Rosary Makers, rosaries to the missions. Then ask yourself, how do I spend my day? I want to begin the story of Our Lady's Rosary Makers with a piece written by Teresa Robinson, who did clerical work for Brother Sylvan for many, many years. And I quote, "Across the hallway from the Rosary Club room, there was a small utility room, and underneath, with wooden steps leading down to a cellar, a very small area, there was kept the wine for Mass. See the natural niches above the alcove? It was there where Brother was inspired to refurbish this little cellar room into a shrine. One Saturday, he requested that I help him clean the room and make it ready for his plans to set up pews and thus have the first shrine of Our Lady of Fatima by the Rosary Makers. All Saturday we moved out debris, and upon reflection, I can see now, as I look down into that little alcove, Brother Sylvan vigorously sweeping the floor. It was nearly his evening dinner hour, so hastily took a large empty barrel, the barrel which one of our beads and other material come to us, put the lid on it, and he placed it in that little shrine-like alcove. We covered the top of the old barrel with a linen cloth we had handy. Then, as I watched this special son of Mary, he took a little statue of Our Lady of Fatima, which had been a gift to him for his 50th anniversary as an Xavierian brother, and with a few words of dedication, he proceeded with great solemnity and with almost boyish eagerness to place the statue of our great mother on this makeshift pedestal. I watched all of this with wonder, as I was very young, and while I had an almost natural piety, the veil of understanding completely had not yet been raised from eyes that watched this good man in one of the most moving scenes I have ever witnessed. After Brother placed the statue of Our Lady, he stepped back and with his hands folded in prayer and a choked voice, he tearfully addressed Mary. He told her of his love and devotion. He told her of his thankfulness for being able to accomplish this work for her and having the opportunity to share with others the art of making rosaries. I didn't know then, but here was a special moment in my life, and I am grateful for the memory. Now came a beautiful part. Brother Sylvan addressed to Our Lady, all of you who were rosary makers, and all of you who were to come. After his prayer, he went to the little utility room and I followed. He was commenting that this was the beginning of the very first shrine to Our Lady, and now he said he had to hurry. And as he went out the door, I watched him as I stood near the table in the middle of the room. He stood momentarily framed in the doorway, raised his hand and said, "Thank you, Teresa, and God bless you." Then he went out of sight. I never saw Brother Sylvan again. That night, he died in his sleep. Unquote. An article in the 1960s states that following of Brother Sylvan, Brother Sylvan's life underlies the paradox that it is not so much the great men who change the world as it is the many little men who follow in the footsteps of the great and become great when he inspires others to follow him, and follow him they did. Just 18 months before his death, Brother started something that would long outlive him. Long haunted by the urgency of Mary's words at Fatima, he decided in May of 1949 to share a talent he had, that of making his own rosaries. He began with a handful of children from the nearby parish of St. Peter Clavier. From this humble beginning, it spread to 12 states, and his friends had sent over 10,000 handmade rosaries to foreign missions. Born in Lechfield, Kentucky in 1882, Brother Sylvan lost his own mother when he was two. "I've only known one mother," he used to say, "and I've had only one dream in life, to serve her with all my heart." Those who knew him admit that he could not teach a class or carry on a conversation without mentioning his queen, the only mother he ever knew. He passed 40 quiet years teaching French and Latin. A timid man and friendly, who nursed an almost unnoticed restlessness, a restlessness he found the answer to in 1949, when he began to teach others how to make their own rosaries. We suppose Brother was inspired by the message of Fatima, since he named his slowly forming club Our Lady of Fatima Rosary Making Club. He was finding out from letters from missionaries of the great need for rosaries in the mission fields. Other people around town heard about his work and contacted him. Within a few months, he had 6,000 rosaries ready to send to the missions. 6,000 more people, Brother marveled, will now say the daily rosary. By the end of the year, 1950, 1,000 members were making and mailing rosaries to all parts of the world. This little man, in his own little way, was becoming a great man, though he himself never seemed to sense it. Several things did help. Mary's own begging at Fatima, Father Peyton's family rosary, the common knowledge that people will not pray the rosary unless they have one. In the first 4 months of 1951, he personally packaged 3,500 handmade rosaries for the missions. Then, with a childlike confidence in his mother, he purchased, without funds no less, 2,000 pounds of wire and enough beads for 70,000 rosaries. By the time of his 1951 Christmas letter, just days before his sudden death, he shared his dream with his friends. "You're participating in a movement to weave rosaries around the world." A dream? By the time his club had celebrated its 10th birthday, it had already strung 2 million rosaries, which, if placed end-to-end, would reach from Louisville to Philadelphia. In 1951, Brother asked a newly ordained parish priest to take over the duties as chaplain to the club, which proved quite fortunate with Brother's sudden and untimely death. He had planned well, as Father Burgeon Rapp was an inspired spiritual leader. Father worked tirelessly and unselfishly for Mary, even spending his vacations in Rosary Club endeavors. These were the years of the Great Russian Expansion. At Fatima, Mary had said that if we made First Saturdays and prayed the Rosary, Russia would be converted. Brother Sylvan's plan was to teach people to make rosaries to be given away. In answer to Mary's request, he would supply the materials as long as they gave the rosaries away. At that time, supplies were available to rosary makers for 3 cents a rosary. Rosary makers also made more expensive rosaries to give to friends. These parts are sold by the club. Eventually, sales of these parts would keep the mission work alive. Louisville became the largest mail order supplier for rosary parts in the world. Mission rosaries can be found in every corner of the globe, with estimated 125 million rosaries having been made by the club's 50th anniversary. Our Lady's Rosary Makers thrived to this day. Over the course of 64 years, tens of thousands of rosary makers have produced over 200 million rosaries for free distribution. Our Lady's Rosary Makers continues in the footsteps of Brother Sylvan and many others who have gone before us, striving to encourage praying the rosary and making rosaries for those in need around the world. Father John Hardin, at the close of a conference he preached on the rosary in the 1990s, said, "All that I have said was not only an exhortation to say the rosary. I'm pleading with you to become apostles of the rosary, promote the rosary, urge the rosary, teach the rosary. It is through the rosary that we can bring countless souls back to Christ from whom they have strayed." The Rosary Maker's Prayer. Dearest Mother, to you we pray, bless the rosaries we make today. With loving hands we add each bead, then with trust in you we further plead. Bless the ones in foreign lands, reach for them with outstretched hands, and pray like we, that God hear our call for a world united and peace for all. Amen. For more information on making rosaries for the missions, go to Our Lady's Rosary Makers on the internet. Thank you for joining us on Stories from the Heart. Today's story, Brother Sylvan and Our Lady's Rosary Makers, was from Our Lady's Messenger newsletter. For a copy, email Sandra at AveMariaRadio.net. Stories from the Heart is recorded in the studios of Ave Maria Radio. I'm Sandra McDevitt. May God bless the rest of your day.
Missed a show? Not sure if it came from Ave Maria Radio? Go to AveMariaRadio.net. A list of shows and hosts are there. And if you find the show you're looking for, you can hear the whole thing again by going